Albert Einstein is back, relatively speaking, that is. Einstein is the subject of a group of new books for young people, a picture book and early reader biographies, an imagined interview that a cub reporter has with the learned professor, and a novelized treatment of his life. In a major exhibition of materials related to Einstein, his life, and his breakthroughs in theoretical physics is currently on display at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. Our interest in Einstein is in part a fascination with genius. The ancient Romans thought that we were all given a genius when we were born, a kind of personal guiding spirit that determined the kinds of talents we brought to our lives. For the Romans, genius was a matter of luck, and our genius might lead to just a little or a great deal. In the 19th century, genius was thought of as something rare and nearly mythical, and an almost exclusively male club. For much of the 20th century, we regarded genius as a function of IQ scores, until Howard Gardner reshaped this thinking in his book, Frames of Mind. Gardner identified 8 kinds of intelligence, including musical, mathematical, spatial, kinesthetic, and ecological, and in the process made genius once again democratic and universal. Still, one of the stereotypes about genius that persists with us today is that it is quirky, misunderstood, and often the brunt of the jokes of all the regular folks. Just think of Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius, our new myth for kids of how the technological nerd can ultimately save the day. I suppose that is why everyone who writes about Einstein loves to tell and retell the story of his childhood, which began with his parents' disappointment over the shape of his head, and continued with his slow start at talking. He didn't really begin until he was 3. His somewhat checkered performance at school. At one point he'd even dropped out, he was so bored. And his settling in as a young college graduate to a rather routine life as a patent officer in Bern, Switzerland. One of the amazing things about genius, though, is its often sudden appearance. And with Einstein, this took the form of his publishing in 1905, when he was only 26 years old, 4 of the papers that would revolutionize modern physics, among them his special theory of relativity. Who knew that the man who approved of the triangular shape of the Toebler chocolate bar was also thinking about how light could be bent in space? Einstein clearly knew how to nurture his own imagination. Throughout his life, he said, he always kept a copy of Grimm's fairy tales on his nightstand for inspiration, to remind himself that the solutions to problems always began with once upon a time.